From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting more U.S. advisors heading to Iraq. President Obama has authorized deployment of another 450 U.S. military advisors to western Iraq in an effort to equip, train, and advise security forces battling Islamic State militants. It will bring more than 3,500 the number of U.S. military personnel stationed somewhere in the country. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the advisors also hope to mobilize Sunni tribesmen to take up arms against the IS group.
Those tribal fighters will also benefit from some of the advice and assist efforts that our military personnel are engaged in. They will benefit from the expedited transfer of weapons and equipment. And bringing them into this fight under the command and control of the Iraqi central government will be an important part of ensuring that we have Iraqi fighters on the ground who are fighting ISIL in their own country and even in their own communities.
The deployment followed a discussion of Iraq's strategy between President Obama and Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on the sidelines of this week's Group of Seven summit in Germany. The deputy UN peacekeeping official warned the Security Council Wednesday a Sudanese army offensive in Darfur region has driven tens of thousands from their homes. Assistant Secretary General for Peacekeeping Edmund Mullet says the operation against rebels has had a devastating impact on civilians.
Criminality is also a major source of insecurity, with various armed persons taking advantage of the relative absence of security forces in most of the areas to attack civilians. This worsening security environment in parts of Darfur continues to have significant implications for the safety and security of humanitarian personnel and UNAMID.
The Council's deciding on the future of the peacekeeping mission. This is VOA News. An Iran missile expert warned the U.S. Congress Wednesday, 3 weeks before a deadline for a comprehensive nuclear agreement with Tehran, the failure to address the Islamic Republic's ballistic missile program in any agreement could be a dangerous omission. David Cooper of the U.S. Naval War College told a congressional panel Tehran possesses one of the largest ballistic missile arsenals in the region.
There is a very close correlation between longer range, meaning intermediate range and beyond ballistic missiles, and nuclear weapons power ambitions. And so at this moment, Iran is the only country in the world that says it has no nuclear weapons ambitions and yet has fielded an intermediate-range ballistic missile.
International negotiators in Iran are working against a self-imposed June 30 deadline for a comprehensive nuclear agreement aimed at keeping Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. African leaders Wednesday signed a 26-nation free trade agreement linking three economic blocks and creating a common market that will span half the continent.
A free trade.
Speaking Wednesday in Cairo, World Bank President Jim Yong Kim called it a milestone for the economic future of Africa, connecting Cairo to Cape Town and much in between. The agreement would affect nearly 60% of the continent's population. It still will require negotiation and votes in national parliaments. The World Bank says the global economy is in for one more year of disappointing growth. Experts at the Global Lender predict that the global economy will expand 2.8% this year as commerce confronts the impacts of falling oil prices and the potential for rising U.S. interest rates. South Korea has reported 14 new cases of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. There are more than 120 confirmed cases of the virus with 9 fatalities. Thousands have been placed under quarantine. Many schools are closed. Businesses have reported a sharp drop in sales. The country's central bank has had to cut a key interest rate to spur economic activity. Congolese soldiers backed by UN forces launched a major operation against rebels of the Ituri Patriotic Resistance Force, or FRPI, in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The operation is considered the largest since a successful joint operation defeated the M23 rebel group in late 2013. Dozens of suspected Islamist militants in Mali attacked a police base in the town of Misenyi near the southern border with Ivory Coast. At least one person killed. Most such attacks have been confined to the country's north. The World Health Organization reports new cases of Ebola in Guinea and Sierra Leone for a second week in a row. The WHO says 16 new cases uncovered in Guinea in the week ending June 7, with 15 more in Sierra Leone. Meanwhile, Ghana reportedly has halted a plan to test Ebola vaccines following local protests. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.